Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, July 13th, 2015. Glad to have all y'all here. And it's just me today and our co-host, well, me, Derpuff, and our co-host, Aramek. What's up, Aramek?
Just a little old us. Just a little old taste of us.
Yeah. And so what we've got for you today is hopefully an action-packed show, assuming everything works out, technical difficulties aside. We have first up, a nice interview that's been pre-recorded with our new up-and-coming, kind of new guy on the scene, Middletopia, who's been the one who's making videos that have been going around the community.
Sexy videos.
Yeah, sexy videos. And right after that, we're going to throw it to Jefferson Locke, hopefully, if he can get his microphone worked out. That's a situation he's working on. We're going to throw it to him. We're going to keep up the conversation following that on education, interior, all that fun stuff. And then we should be able to get Tyler online to talk about war and just about everything else because he's the motherfucking president. So that's what's up.
Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
Beep, motherfucking president.
Motherfucking president, bitch. So,
slash dictator elect.
Yeah, dictator elect. Sorry, he's our elected dictator. So, Aramek, you want to give them the week's rundown in eRepublic?
Absolutely. A lot of exciting things this week in Congress, by which I mean budget, more budget, and
so much budget.
Fucking, there was a lot of talk this week.
I feel like I've lost Aramek here. I can't hear him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. There you go.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah, budget started off. There were a couple wrinkles in it. Line items that are passed and being new and relevant to myself as Secretary of the Interior is being able to get a line item that allows the Education Department and the Interior Department to be sponsored and get some cash so we can get some nice flow going and get some stability in those departments. Because when it switches, you know, switching president from month to month takes a heavy toll on the direction of the country sometimes, especially when you have conflicting ideals of how that's going to go. But in the departments, the way that all these secretaries keep getting shuffled around, sometimes it can fall into one set of hands, and then it'll take the entire month to get out of those sets of hands. So hopefully this will give us the stability that we need. This episode is sponsored by Stability That We Need. Stability. Mm-hmm. It's there when you want.
It's what we need.
When you can
depend. It's what you need.
It's what we need. Additionally, in the dying embers of the media module, there's been a little
Emmerich. No, why did I say Emmerich? Aramek. Aramek, you phased out for a second there. You phased out. Something keeps happening with your phone. Yeah.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're good. You're good now.
Do I sound sumptuous?
You do. You do.
Good. Good. Well, this week, as I was saying in the media module, we had a slight fight initiated between NILRAPs and including none other than Cold Hearted Snake, a.k.a. Franklin Stone, a.k.a. that motherfucker that we banned from the forums, or I don't know. Regardless, there's been a lot of talk about elitism. NILRAPs, in essence, is of the mind that it's mainly a meta construct. Franklin Stone has been arguing that it's a little bit more than that, more than meets the eye. And there's been various other articles. Ghost of Tom Joad, I think, wrote one. So it's been a lively, interesting debate. In recent times, I've noticed that the media module tends to get very, you know, political heavy. You know, everybody's just talking about, oh, elect me to this position. Oh, elect me. You know, it's that sort of pandering thing that the chafe that you expect to get in a political simulator, nothing real meaty. So I was glad to see that Neil Raps posted, and that was sort of in part towards his jest against Wookiee Jack, who had somewhat alienated himself with that whole July 4th thing that we were talking about on last NPR. I mean, we got a new president. It's all working out. So things are lively and moving along at a slow but steady rate. Some might even say a stable rate.
A stable rate.
Sponsoring ENPR. Thank you very much.
Yep. And on top of that, we have glorious, glorious European conquests, which we've all been a part of, hopefully. Hopefully you've been doing your part supporting the American military machine in our glorious conquest of pig-disgusting Spain. It is pretty pig-disgusting, isn't it?
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. They don't even know what sand is. May Dio bless them with eternal sombreros and paella.
Personally,
yeah.
I'm looking to spending later July on the beachy sands of the Iberian. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's what's getting me turned.
But that looks like that war will be over soon-ish. We're in the process of conquering the last region in our path. But you never know what kind of wacky stuff happens in Europe. I mean, just take a look at the map. It's fucking crazy. You have Colombia in the middle of France. You have Argentina has taken over the UK and Ireland. Chile is up at northern France and like Belgium. Canada is up in Germany. Like all kinds of just crazy shit happens all the time in Europe, where all the action seems to be, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. It kind of makes things nice when we're just in America, you know, sitting on our nice bonuses.
It's so true.
You know, just chilling with shit.
You know,
I mean, certainly,
I mean,
it's... No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we have an odd situation compared to the rest of the world, where we're pretty chill with our neighbors. Like, we don't have any major qualms. I mean, the only spat we really ever have is occasionally with, like, Cuba or something. I mean, Japan isn't threatening by any means, and I mean, we have Indonesia there, but I mean, it's Peru right now, I think. Peru and Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I mean,
but
Canada are a bunch of snow-loving bastards, but they're sort of like harmless snow-loving bastards, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, little baby teeth that can't really claw at anything. It's fine.
Yeah.
We just let them sit up there at their hat. And fucking Mexico, let's not even pretend that's a threat down there.
they're useful both to our national interests as well as sometimes the natural interests of whoever wants to airstrike into the region. But it all works out in the end. Glorious, glorious Mexibro.
Oh, glorious tacos.
Yep. So that's basically our week in eRepublic. So I believe we're going to throw it over now to our pre-recorded segment with Middletopia. You might have known Middletopia from his past few videos. His last one was the eRepublic Let's Play. It is, of course, less than 2 minutes long because there's nothing to do in eRepublic, let's be honest here. There's nothing to do. You click maybe like 50 times on a screen and you're done. You're done for the day. So,
it's a hell of an index finger workout, though. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, it's really true. It's really too. My index finger.
Two calories in the last
jacked. Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You getting good gains on that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting good gains. Like my index finger, it could destroy like an ant, probably. Like my God.
That's intense. My index finger could probably like fit up my butthole, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds nice. That sounds nice. I could go for that.
Jesus Christ. Let's not turn this into ANPR radio.
Yeah,
oh,
let's
God.
Not turn this
into
ANPR. That was a fun time, but let's not go that far. Let's send it over to our interview with Middletopia. How did you find this game in general? How did you find this game?
Well, sort of back in about 2010, somewhere around there, or even 9, I think, where I just was like, oh, man, what's a good online game to play? I remember it was a list of all the good, like, free online games at the time. And I happened to stumble upon eRepublic, and I was like, oh, look at this. And I made an account and everything, and see, I remember America was being occupied by Poland, Serbia at the time, so I don't know how long ago this was. Mm-hmm. But when I got into it, I never really stayed that long because it was just, I mean, I didn't even think of it as like a game because I was like, this is so boring. I didn't get involved with any community.
Yeah.
I thought it was all in eRepublic, so that for me was like a huge, just like, all right, I'm leaving. So then I just left, and then I came back again, I think like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. maybe, and I went into Estonia because I thought, all right, so if fucking America, I probably would have to work my way up, but Estonia has like 100 people, so I bet I could just waltz in there and get elected Congress or even more. So I spent like 3 months in game trying to get elected to Estonian Congress, and I finally did it after creating my own political party and everything for like a single term, and then I just quit because all the Estonians hate me to this day.
To this day, they hate. What?
Sorry, Estonia.
What did you do to Estonia?
They were mad because I was some American foreigner or something, and I was,
oh, yeah, that.
So I got elected to Congress and I didn't speak a word of Estonian, so they all pissed at me.
See, I mean, my experience kind of mimics yours. This account was actually made in 2009, but I didn't really start playing until late 2012. I just kind of logged on here and there, and this was after making a first account that I just lost the password to. I couldn't remember it and all that stuff. And so I made this account, and I was just like, you know what? You know what sounds cool? Russia sounds cool. And then I made this account in Russia, and I took one look at the media, and it's like, shit, I didn't think about the fact that, you know, it would be actual Russians. So, yeah, I started out in Russia, and then I just kind of stopped as like, A, this game like really isn't that interesting, and B, I just entered Russia without knowing a lick of Russian or anything. And so I think that probably mimics a lot of people's experience when they first log in, is that the game really is not that interesting, and it's hard for a community or a government to keep people in the game.
Oh, definitely. When I told my friends about this game recently, even like past week, I told them, I'm like, look, there's an actual community. I really like this game now because I realize that there's a deeper, like, more sense to it. And to this day, only two of my friends, I think, and they're both, they just made their accounts recently, only two of them were like, oh, I guess I'll look into it. And then my other friends that played it with me when I was in Estonia, they were like, no, there's no fucking way. It's a piece of shit. One of my closest friends still says this isn't a game. It's just not. Of course, he's in Latvia right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to keep – it's hard to attract people to this game in the first place.
It really
is. It's really a wonder that they got this game up and running sometimes. I don't understand how they did it with the minimal amount of input.
I can understand why they want to keep it.
I don't manage
– or throwing money at them with the packs and shit.
That's so true, and I just don't understand how they came out with this game as like, guys, it only takes 2 minutes to play every day, but, you know, you should come back every day to keep – clicking.
Yeah, that's what I did for like the first like 3 months or so of this account, because I made this account in March with my friend Alathar, and I said, hey, we're gonna do this, and I know a little bit about eRepublic because I've been here like 3 times before, so I was like, all right, I know what I'm doing. And he got into it for like a month, and then he just gave up. So, but it was kind of depressing for me because I was just sitting there hitting work, train every day. I just got on, looked at the media, looked at all the shit that was happening, witnessing Trekker and his presidency and the marriage and all that. I was just sitting there just watching it all happen. And then I realized, I was like, wait, I can make videos. I can make really funny videos. I have like a lot of ideas. And I make videos for my other communities in gaming, like just make fun of the communities in general. So I was like, you know what? Why the fuck not in eRepublic? And I guess it worked because now I'm here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Your videos have really, I guess, skyrocketed your I don't know if I would say popularity, but your image in game, I would say. Your image is you're a known person now for the most part.
I mean, yeah. I don't really want to seem like, oh, I'm so popular now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's true.
You know, I just honestly want to make sure that people enjoy my videos. I don't want to make them politically orientated, like, with a strong... Like, if the AMP ever asks me to make videos about, let's say, like, you know, oh, vote for the AMP or join the AMP or do this or do that, that's not what I want to do. That's not the purpose of my videos. My purpose is to entertain, not to advertise my political views. Although I'd probably, if I ever do, it'll be in like a funny fucking way. I won't disappoint.
That's true. And as the newly appointed Secretary of Technology, sir.
Thank Aramek.
I understand that it was the Department of Education that asked you to make a kind of like welcome to eRepublic or like, look, this is a cool game video, and then you came out with the video.
I came out with Let's Play eRepublic. That was a controversial video.
Was it actually controversial? I mean, I found it amusing. I liked it.
Some people actually in the cabinet. Were you drunk when you made this? And then I replied to one of the cabinet people saying what I was going to be doing for the video or whatever. And I get replies from like two other people like, is this the video that you made? And it was like my Let's Play. And I'm like, no, it was a joke. And they're like, they just seem pissed because that video,
you were the hope for the world and you let them down, sir.
The prestigious Secretary of Technology. I look at my like job description. I literally don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, fix bots on IRC.
I mean, if you knew how to do that, that would probably be your job.
I don't know what.
I don't know how to do that either. I don't know how to IRC in general. Like, I always have to look up commands if someone gives me the keys to a channel. I'm just like, okay, yeah.
On the whole topic of education for new players, for me, I never took anything from education systems. I never got free food or gold or anything. I just said, fuck, no, I'm doing this on my own, which is, I mean, I guess it's a good thing. I never really wanted to rely on a government program because to me that was just like
Yeah, I suppose it kind of forced you to learn the game, but did you at least know that these programs were out there?
Oh, yeah. They were shoved down my throat, especially like the first week of registering in the game. But I mean, I saw all of these, and I'm like, but I don't really need it. I mean, I know what I'm doing. I buy food, heal up, get weapons, do more damage, and upgrade training rounds. It wasn't that hard, me. But I can see why they have the education programs, but for my opinion, the best experience in eRepublic was learning how to play and learning on my own how to just do things and how the game worked. Because in my opinion, it was more fun to learn on my own. Some people would rather be, like, told as soon as they get in the game or being like, you know, hold your hand while you do this, but it's just not how I like to do things. So I didn't take any education systems or anything. And that's what I kind of threw my friends into the game recently without any education systems either. I was just like, nah, just, they asked me a few questions occasionally, but
Would you advise them to do the interior education programs? Things like free tanks and, you know, gold for training grounds or American University, any of that stuff?
It depends on the player. It all depends. Because for some players, that'll be, like, the perfect choice of action, like how to do everything, how to learn. But some players, they just don't want it or don't need it. So it all depends on players. But it gets sent out to all the players, which I think is a good thing, especially all the new players, because out of, like, we get, like, about, what, 10 to 16 people every day in eRepublic new players?
I don't know the new stats. Well, I can check it right now because I don't keep up with that. But today, our new citizens today is 18. 18 new citizens.
Yeah. That's a good rate. But out of those 18, like, how many would you think would actually stay in the game or are going to stay in the game?
Zero.
And keep playing?
Approximately zero, maybe -5.
Exactly. So, I mean, people need to realize that this game has a community behind it because I never, ever knew about it. And no, I take that back. I knew about it, but I felt so out of place because why the hell would people want to take in me? I'm a level 20 fucking noob with no profile picture. I don't have any place amongst these level 59 to 200. Mm-hmm. impact. And you just feel like you're not really needed or welcomed. But in reality, we really need new players really desperately.
That's really true. Do you think that they might be more effective if instead of saying, like, here's all this free stuff, if they tried to do more community building stuff, them direct you to different forums, party forums, MUs, and IRC channels?
Definitely, definitely. I would more focus on community building, definitely, because for me, I you know, the forums were okay, but I never looked at them as a social outlet. Mm-hmm. Like, I met people on the forums, but I never befriended anyone on the forums. The magic for Your Republic happened for me when I was in IRC. That's where I met everyone. That's why I, you know, stayed most of the reason, because I talked to some people, and then I realized, hey, I mean, these people actually, you know, want me to actually help them out with their party, or they want me to talk to them. And the feeling of you get to get on eRepublic and you have somebody to talk to about the game or just anything, it's like you're actually a part of something. You feel like you're a part of a community. You feel like you actually matter to the game or the party you're in, which is really important, because that's the problem with most low levels. They just don't feel important. Mm-hmm. And you just gotta, I mean, you just gotta find the community in the game. And that's, for, in my opinion, the most important thing about eRepublic is the community. Because, yeah, I met, like, for instance, Starproof, I met you on, were you at the, I met you on Skype, like, what? A couple days ago,
but I mean, but you were on IRC and stuff before that. I mean, I'm not all too frequent on IRC because I just, like, I don't get on that often. It became out of habit for me. I used to go on, like, every day, like, during classes, in class, I would have IRC open in a tab, like, on my laptop while I was taking notes. But it kind of fell out of my habits, which I need to pick that up, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, and that's the thing. For my friends who I brought into the game, Deco and Vigator, mm-hmm. Too bad for Vigator, he accidentally went to Sweden, and now he's trying to get into the U.S. So I both said, hey, if you get bored ever, go on this chat. And I gave them the links to the IRC chat rooms mm-hmm. that I know of. And they get on every day now, as far as I know, and they train and work, and they go on IRC a lot from what I've seen recently. And in my opinion, I think they'll stay. I hope they stay. And from what they've told me, they're enjoying themselves. And so I think that if I had to change something in the education, it would definitely be community.
Yeah.
It would be more community-oriented and not handouts.
Yeah, it's definitely the community that draws you back in. Because, I mean, every time, I mean, this past month or, well, I mean, not month, but probably two and a half months, I've gotten more active after quitting for a couple of months to focus on schoolwork. It didn't click with me. Like, there was no reason that I really wanted to go back to the game, because the game itself is kind of boring, but the community is what draws you, and I think draws former players back in, because even nowadays you'll see, like, super old people who don't actually play the game anymore. They'll log into the forums occasionally because they're interested in the community itself as opposed to the game sometimes even.
Exactly. And, yeah, that's another thing that would help people is we should make more things for the community. Like, I know I'm going to be an asshole using my own example, but when I make videos, that's something that also keeps me wanting to get on eRepublic, because, I mean, the best part about my videos for me is the reaction I get from people, because, I mean, when I was making the first one, I had a phase or, like, a moment when I was making it. It was, like, 3 a.m. I was tired as shit. I was ready. I was looking at this huge, like, Sony Vegas Pro 11 editing thing. This was my first time I've been using it recently, too. It's my very first. And I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. So I'm sitting here staring at, like, a half-edited thing, and I'm just sitting here, I can't do this. And then it's my, like, the thought that, people aren't even going to enjoy this. Like, who's going to look at this? And that started drifting into my head. So I was fucking close to giving up. I was so close. Like, you have no idea. I was, like, literally about to just go to bed and just not continue and get off eRepublic forever. And then, like, something clicked, and I was just like, you know what? I've already put in, like, 3 hours. I might as well just finish it and upload it and see what happens. Thank God that I did.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always something everyone, I think, can contribute to the community, even if you just sit behind the scenes and just throw damage at a wall or just, you know, make comments in articles or even write or do other things like this radio show. It brings people together and they become more interested in it. It builds a community and people feel involved and important in their own way.
Exactly. And videos keep me busy usually, so I don't really, like, people are usually like, oh, I'm so bored. Congress elections are for another 20 days, and I'm just like, oh, just make
I'll entertain the plebs of society with my videos.
Yeah, I was never meant to, like, slander anyone. My videos are never meant to, like, piss off people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a pretty fucking nice bonus if I piss off a couple.
Yeah. if you piss off people with, like, a really, really nice video, you're doing something right, probably.
Yeah, but the main purpose of the videos are to entertain.
Yep.
Just see, if I make eRepublic sound more interesting than it is, then surely no fucking sick motherfucker would want to go.
Yeah, surely.
Surely, as you can tell by my eRepublic Let's Play, approximately 1 minute and 40 seconds long.
Yep. There's obviously that 1 minute and 40 seconds. You know, that what's on the screen, that is the highlight of everyone's day. They get on, they mash the fight button about, you know, 50 times. And
of course, if I actually just left my thing recording, I would just probably just do that, then get on IRC, call somebody a faggot, and then get off.
Yeah, that happens. That happens.
It does, but yeah. So last thing I'd have to say for the community subject anyway, fucking just include the community in education. Get people on IRC. Mm-hmm. They'll stay. If they have good people that they want to talk to there, and if our people who are veterans that are in IRC a lot are friendly towards the new players like they were towards me, mm-hmm. like, because I made the videos and everyone's like, oh, my God, these videos are so great. And that just made me feel like, oh, man, I'm actually contributing.
I'm doing something now.
I know. I totally thought that people would hate the fucking videos. Mm-hmm. That was I never thought I would get this much support. Still just like, damn.
Speaking of your videos, when did you start making videos? How long have you been doing that?
Many people don't actually know this about me, and I'm not going to disclose this information because it's pretty fucking embarrassing.
ENPR is for all the juicy secrets, man. You know, if you want to air out your juicy secrets, this is the place to do it.
I've been making YouTube videos for, you can call me the fucking old fart for YouTube Let's Plays. I've been making Let's Play videos on a different channel that I have. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the name for now because fuck all of you. You're not getting there yet.
You can just send it to me in the private chat. Yeah.
You totally won't tell everyone.
No, not
okay.
No, not at all.
So basically, I have a channel. It has about, I think, 500 something subs mm-hmm. right now. It's just a Let's Play channel. I put all my shit on there where I stream the games. My unprofessional side of things, and that's basically where I just play a bunch of games.
And just curse.
I mean,
them.
If people honestly wanted to go look at it, I mean, I would be glad to link them. But I mean, I don't think it's that important to eRepublic or my eRepublic videos.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the videos I make for eRepublic, like talking about community mm-hmm. deals and eRepublic, I mean, eRepublic is the first game I've ever done those kinds of videos. And as for, I don't know if you've seen all of my videos, a normal day in eRepublic
yeah.
one.
Yep.
That video, I've been doing that for all different kinds of communities, that kind of thing, where I put, like, a text over a movie. That's something I've done for years. And that's pretty fucking easy to do. And no joke, only reason I made that video, I saw that Macedonian guy with the Battle of the Five Armies video. Pissed me off, and I was like, you know what? I'm making a better one. Fuck you.
Yeah, man. Fuck those five Romanians or whatever they call themselves. Like,
the Macedonians.
Yeah, I mean, that's a region of Greece. That's a region of Greece.
The
former Yugoslav Republic of trash.
Jesus.
So what is your life like? What does Middletopia do?
Oh Jesus. What do I do? Women. No, basically, wake up. Well, during the summer anyway. Wake up. Get on computer, get on Steam, get on eRepublic, do dailies, go down, make 2 glasses of chocolate milk, because I don't know why, I just like drinking 2, because I drink a lot of just anything, water, whatever. So I do that, basically just sit around all day. If we're doing something, I'll usually go hang out with friends, go eat, just something like that. That's usually about it for summer. During the school year, I'm way more busy.
Oh, yeah.
If it was school year, I'd get up, get a swimsuit on, go swim till from 6 to 8, get out, dry off, go to first or second period, then school, and then, yeah, on from there. Mm-hmm. And personal things that I need to get off my chest because people also ask me this. I'm 6'5".
Nice.
That sucks.
Why does it suck? Like I'm 6'1", 6'2" ish. So I mean, why?
Yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh man.
I don't think it's that bad. But what do you feel?
It hurts.
That's true. It does have
its perks. I just feel that I'm off balance as shit. That's the thing.
Yeah, that can happen.
Like, I don't know. I'm off balance. And when you fall, like yesterday, my friend tripped me, and I spent like 5 minutes on the ground because I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because it was. It's a long fall for
us.
Yeah,
I did the same thing. For daycare, we went fishing. We went to this, like, really nice-ass park, and they were going to go fishing. But they gave me this massive, like, ice chest of a cooler, and it was completely filled with ice and, like, those freezer pop things that are really cheap. And they made me, like, walk, like, 100 yards across the field with it and up this steep-ass slope to the lake. And on the very last step on that slope, I just, like, dropped everything. Like, I just, like, gave out and, like, died.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Do you enjoy your newfound popularity of sorts that you've gained in these videos, your standing in society?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I like it because I have a whole bunch of people who told me that I was doing something really great for the community and that I came in at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. And I even got one person said, you're the reason I stayed in New York. This really made me think. I was like, oh man,
damn, I'm hot.
But,
shit.
I mean, it introduced me to a lot of people and it got me Secretary of fucking Technology.
Yes.
Prestigious, honored Secretary of Technology.
Extremely prestigious.
But for any of you who don't know, I secretly run everything in the U.S. right now. I'm secretly...
All those people out there who keep thinking, like, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is the one who, like,
and,
destroyed America.
It's
Middletopia over here. Pulling the string.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, newfound popularity is really nice. Mm-hmm. And I would actually hoping to make more globally-based eRepublic videos so that way I can broaden my horizons to, like... different countries, even. With that Normal Day in eRepublic thing, I did that. I actually got a bunch of new friends from, like, Hungary and different bunch of other places. So I'm just going to keep making videos until, like, they get burned out. And if they get burned out, then...
Well,
this is, like, closing statement. Shout-out to Kanye West. Shout-out to the AMP for being the dominant party in the U.S. today. Shout-out to... me being a captain of a thing that I don't know that I was even a part of.
Nice.
Shout out to Derpu for being a virgin. Shout out to Senryaku for being butthurt that I didn't vote for him. Shout out to Yui for winning the election. You're welcome. Shout out to Aramek for giving me my Secretary of Technology position.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Nilraps for being old and wrinkly. Shout out to Pfeiffer for being a self-centered... amazing person. Shout out to the entire Workers Party for teaching me that you have to be a high level to be important.
What's up, man?
And what?
Okay, what's up, man? USWP for life. Started from the bottom, and now you're here. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Middletopia.
Oh, dude, I had so much fun. Bye, Derpu. Thank you for interviewing my sorry ass. I'll be making more videos soon.
Anytime. So, Aramek, what did you think of Middletopia there with his thoughts on education and interior and all that jazz?
Sorry, 2 beers in. I thought...
Of course you are.
Yeah, of course. I got to keep up with the president that Israel Stevens and Serb set, man. I gotta do this shit right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sadly, I mean, I'm around family. I can't do that.
Topia is, he seems like one of those players who's got already a good handle about him, who has a very good working knowledge of the game, but lacks a couple things like Jaden A, our dear dean of the American University and deputy in the Department of Education / Interior has been just being like, yo, motherfucker, you would know all this shit if you even, like, looked at what the shit I'm doing 5 seconds. So Middletopia and Jaden A. are about to throw down. ENPR is sponsored by World Wrestling. World Wrestling, thank you very much.
Sponsored by World Star Hip Hop at this point. I think it's just going to be a straight-up street brawl.
Yeah. No, but I thought he made excellent points. One of the best things that he said is that people need to contribute things to the game for the sake of contributing them to the game. You know, I've had this article drafted for like 3 months now, and it's going to be coming out next week probably. I keep saying that, but it's just difficult to write because one of the main subjects that's really dear to my heart is art for the sake of art. You know, back in part of what made Nilrap speaking out about elitism so great is that it wasn't politically motivated. You know, it wasn't a USP rep. It wasn't like America's the best thing. It was just conversation about the game to have conversation about the game or something else, you know? And we need that sort of culture if we're going to engage, if we're going to sustain, if we're going to have stability. ENPR, sponsored by Stability. Thank
sponsored
you for coming, everybody.
Stability.
This is Durpuss and Aramic live.
Yep. On ENPR.
ENPR.
I think that was one of the best things you said. And just the idea of leading people to the community, which is what American University tries to do. Because whenever I'm IRC. Yeah, on IRC, it's, you know, you don't see a lot of new people on. And granted, you know, there aren't, you know, a whole lot of new people joining these days or sticking around or, you know, doing anything else than just checking out the home screen. You know, it's hard to see what kind of progress is being made on that front when it's the same people posting in the forums or, you know, the same people in the same IRC channels. I mean, I'm sure they've had success. Otherwise, it would not keep running. And I'm sure Jaden would confirm that for me in IRC, hopefully. Otherwise, I'm going to cut the program, you filthy, filthy bastard. So,
yo,
yeah.
We just got funding for that shit. Back off, man.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Do I need to take away that budget line? Because I'm like the god king of Congress. That's what the speaker title does for me, right?
God king of Congress.
God king.
Yes. Yes. Bow down to your auspicious powers over
legislation.
Bow down to your
equestrian emperor, sir.
Speaking of the Department of Education, you wanna bring that sexy bae on? You wanna bring him on?
Jefferson Locke is having major, like, massive troubles with his microphone, apparently. We've been trying to sort it out. I don't know. But I don't think he's on the call list. I mean, if he's listening right now, he can tell me, but I don't believe so. However,
fair enough.
We do have Tyler on the line. You want to bring in Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tyler, welcome to ENPR. John Cena music. What's up, Tyler? Are you there? Are you alive? How's our glorious president?
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you are. You're
no,
live. You're live, bruh.
Yeah, we're here. So it's kind of zoning out. How's it going, gentlemen?
Are you drunk like
Aaron? It's going quite well. Hey,
well, I was trying to multitask.
I'm not drunk.
Like, monitor battles, watch a movie, and listen to you guys at the same time, and it just kind of slipped away from me for a second.
Too many things.
I'm not drunk.
But, you know, give it another 30 minutes, and you might be.
No, I just got to get 4 more beers. Let's see how this goes.
You can do that in 30 minutes.
Oh, dude, we should do an ENPR drunk through at some point. That'd be
awesome. Well, I mean, if I was away from family, that might be an option. But, you know, I just don't want to get, like, stupid drunk in front of my computer, like, by myself with just, like, my family around. Like, I don't think that's a good idea.
The family you can't get in drunk in front of is the family that's not worth having.
That's true. I think I'm going to kill them.
good. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of death, Tyler, how goes the campaign to eliminate the filthy double Spaniards?
How is the slaughterhouse?
We are almost done with them. We are going to be moving on from the Spanish as soon as, let me check this battle, X-Ray Madura closes. We'll probably end up losing this resistance war, but they've been throwing a shit ton of money at it all day, so I'm okay with that. Because it'll close after we win this battle.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be opening. Will we be then opening another front against them?
Not for now. Maybe later we'll come pick on them some more. But
yeah,
when we're done with them, we're going to France. That's leg two of our Euro trip summer 2015.
Yeah, man.
France. We're going to make our way towards Belgium, where the Chileans with their wannabe Texas state flag are hanging out.
Yeah, fuck
them. And we're going to remove them from Europe.
Remove kebab.
Yes. That's the plan. So it's actually been kind of in the back of my head since they airstruck into France. I was hoping that we'd get kind of, because we weren't sure when they first did that who they were going after. It could have been us. It could have been Slovenia, Serbia, Portugal.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have allies.
I'm hoping it was us.
I mean, even Argentina is, you know, up there for whatever reason.
Everybody's up there right now. Europe is apparently where the party is, so that's where we're going.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Get them while the debts are
high.
But
it should be fun because Syria is they're a dynamic nation that does a lot of airstrikes and crazy shit.
Yeah.
So
they like staying pretty active on the stage.
They always do. It seems like they're going into Canada, they're going into Europe, they're doing all kinds of stuff. So this should be a fun little test because, you know, we've kind of been just hanging out for a while.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I think this is a war that people in America wanted. I mean, considering you've been cooped up after the whole 10-10-10 resource bonanza that happened, I mean, we don't really have any like reason to actually do anything. So once we have allies that actually start calling in enemies that get close to them, it's time for us to beat them the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, Chile's pretty strong. You know, a lot of times people complain that we only go after the weak guys. Can't really say that in this particular instance. So it should be really fun to see how we fare against them.
Yep. For reference,
Colombia's in the neighborhood as well. Rumor is Poland may be in the neighborhood, so it should be a fun little party.
Mm-hmm. And for reference for everyone out there, Chile is number 5 on the leaderboards. We are number 8. They do 50 billion more damage than us when we're like,
they're strong, pretty
low. Yeah. I mean, we're pretty low key and we're still like top 10. I'm always kind of astounded by that, the amount of damage we put out, even when we're not doing anything.
Yeah, well, the American military hits hard for our size.
Yep. True.
Well, and, you know, they might hit so hard because they're constantly fighting. They're constantly out there doing something for them, whereas a lot of times we're, you know, just kind of hitting in MPP battles or just people just kind of floating around looking for epics to fight in.
Word.
So I'm interested to see, you know, if we're actually engaged in a campaign, how well we do.
So what do you think? Did you listen to Middletopia's interview there?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have him on board. He's got a lot of talent.
That makes sense, too.
I didn't necessarily agree with the, you know, well, we need to build the community, but I avoid all the community building activities. But, you know, that's okay. It's his own. So.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's an odd story, you know, like I was the lone wolf who found the community, my own. But, you know, those, you know, whatever works for him. I know some people need that guidance. They need the programs. I mean, we wouldn't have, you know, a new line item on the budget if, you know, departments like the interior or education were not being used. So obviously they are necessary things that people are finding and taking advantage of.
Well, years ago, it was something we funded, and then, you know, the economy tanked, and there wasn't any money to fund it, so those items had to be dropped, and now suddenly we've got money just pouring in. Economy.
Oh, yeah.
We are magically rich. We
are fantastically rich. We are like Russian oligarchs over here.
And, you know, for a long time, the funding on it has been kind of inconsistent to where, yeah, we have fundraisers here and there, but very often the person that's running the program ends up being the one that has paid for it. And that's not really fair to the person that's running the program, and it's not really fair to prospective new players that, you know, could run it. You know, they've got the talent and the ability. They just don't have the infrastructure of an older player to do it. So it should open up some opportunities for some newer players. For those who are saying I'm calling out Miltopia, that's not true. I just said I thought that was a little funny. But we're happy to have him. He's got a lot of ability, and he's going to be a great asset to us. So,
yeah, he's got that sexy young bod that we can use.
Well, anytime you get a dynamic player that's, you know, willing to put in the effort, you should take those and just wrap them up in a little blankie and hug them and keep them close.
Hug him, make sure he's loved, coddled.
Exactly. They're so rare.
Brand new, new.
You have so many.
Too precious, too pure for this world.
I mean, how rare is it to find somebody that still gives a shit? You know, it just...
True. No, but it does present an interesting thing. Like, everybody has their sort of parts to play. Like, as we evolve and as time goes on, we all sort of fit new roles. We all sort of go along. It was sort of like what Neil Reps was saying in his article. Like, he may dislike somebody on principle, but that doesn't mean he, like, dislikes them actually. You know, even Franklin Stone contributes interesting cornerstones to our community. You know, Middletopia is doing his thing with this meteoric rise of a new player. Tyler, you're doing awesome in Europe and with your presidency. You know, it feels like for one of the first times in a while that things in the community are sort of getting back to a normalcy. That could just be me. That could just be me talking. But it feels good.
Yeah. It does feel good. I mean, for a lot of time, our, you know, our political difference and all that was mainly just like people yelling at each other in Congress. So
yep.
I mean, it's kind of nice to have, you know, actual in-game
even
activity.
Less of that this term.
Yeah,
I
there
didn't see
is
a whole lot
of that.
I didn't see a lot of shit flinging in Congress this month. So
no, it's made my job a lot easier. That and I.
We managed to have what, like 6-7 page discussion on the budget without anybody like getting mad at anyone, or I mean, fantastic. I do agree with the everyone's got their role to play. That's one of the reasons I built the cabinet that I have in place the way I did. I was thinking, you know, we get some Durpoos and some Air Max and some Jefferson Locks, and you put them in and see what they can do, because, you know, you guys are all really great with media and getting people excited and involved and drawing attention to things, and that might not necessarily be my strength. So I think it's worked out pretty well. I mean, we're only, what, 8 days in, but it's been a good 8 days so far.
Yeah. I'm hoping all that interesting media is driving some activity in the game. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what the audience is like once we – for even this show when we get all those stats in.
The amount of people in the channel, we've got a lot of people in the channel.
I think we got
IRC
more
channel
people than last week in the IRC channel. And the blog chat has 13 users, so I don't know what that means.
It means that it is an inauspicious number, and we should be wary of those.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, Blog Talk analytics and stuff, I've learned to hate quite quickly.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine so.
Well, speaking of the discussion on elitists, I'm going to give you guys my take, if you don't mind, on what
go for it. Go for
an elitist is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get
an
it.
Elitist,
get it, girl.
In my opinion, this is going to sound bad, but an elite is someone who does the work. For example, once upon a time, the MJ was regarded as an elite Secretary of Defense because the dude did the work. Civil Anarchy was regarded as an elite Secretary of Media, and ENPR host, it's because he did the work, you know? Does that make sense? Like, to me, like, somebody who's elite is somebody that shows up and does the job, and they know they can be depended upon to do the job. If that makes any sense at all.
No, it does. I think that's a very interesting definition.
That's always been kind of my take. I mean, I see people like, oh, the elites, like the AJs of the world. But when he had his opportunity years ago to actually, you know, work to achieve what he wanted, he chose to try and cheat and, you know, be himself. And there's been plenty of other people who have kind of done the same thing. They tried to do the shortcut to the top, whereas there really isn't one. You just keep grinding on and keep sticking around, and sooner or later you get where you want to be. If you're willing to suffer some disappointment sometimes. Like for me, I had a comically long road to president and a lot of setbacks. And, you know, I kept thinking, like, am I beating my head against the wall? Should I quit? Like, well, they're still asking me to do cabinet stuff, so I'll keep doing the work.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, it worked out. So anyway, that, to me, is what an elitist is, at least in my mind, is just someone that has a proven track record of, I'm going to do the work so they can be depended upon to do it. Like, Wildow is a good example of that as well. Like, he's an elite Secretary of State because he does the work. He puts in the hours.
Yeah.
Granted,
you don't have to fit in with what a lot of people might think is the political establishment to get positions and all that, and that's certainly proven by your cabinet. I mean, not many people, I think, long ago would have envisioned, you know, NSC head and Secretary of State would be Black Sheep Party members, of all things.
Yeah.
Right. And they've done
a tremendous job so
really
far.
Well.
I'm loving them. I'm loving them. I wanted E-Shape on today, but sadly he could not join us.
Well, E-Shade's is sexy.
E-Shade's is hot. Like, I want him, like, in my body. Like, you don't understand.
Inside? Mugatu.
Inside.
So hot right now. So fucking hot. God.
And ENPR, sponsored by Flesh Stealers, more at 11.
Oh, man.
On the whole,
all right,
though,
well, thank you.
I'm sorry, I was going to say one more thing.
One more thing.
I've actually, on the whole, been very pleased with everyone at the secretary level and at the cabinet level. And I haven't really had anyone that I've looked at and said, man, I need to fire their ass. And the last time around I did this, I did. I had a lot of people I looked at, and I was like, I got to fire you.
And you. And you get a pink slip, and you get a pink slip, you get a pink slip.
Got to Donald Trump the shit out of that. Yeah
man.
And that is all I have to say about that. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for calling in anytime. Well, at least while you're president.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, we don't want you after. Don't ever call in after
no,
you're not president. Fuck,
fuck
you.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'll keep that in mind.
How dare you restart ENPR? This is fucking bullshit.
It's disgusting. You're putting me in front of a computer for an hour and a half, like, on a weekday for fucking what? To talk about a shitty browser game? Yeah. Fuck off. Goodbye.
Cat hates me because of this.
I actually took him off.
Good.
Oh man.
All right. Last 6 or 7 minutes we got somebody else
six
to bring on.
Seven.
Am I right or am I wrong?
We've got 35 minutes, bro. We got 35 minutes left.
We got 35
with
shit.
Bring you live Civil Anarchy. What's up, bro?
Hey, guys.
1 and 2.
You guys are
fucking
crazy, man. Why are you doing an hour and a half show? This doesn't make any sense.
Dude, I have no clue. I'm 4 beers in. I gotta get like 3 more to make it through this shit. I was not prepared.
Man.
Guys, I gotta warn you, for an hour is enough. That shit's already too much.
Were we supposed to be prepared for this?
I don't know. I just
chatted you up like 2 minutes before. I was like, you know, EMPR in two? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And so here we are. Here we are.
Doing it live, man. Doing it live.
Yeah, man.
How it works.
Fucking live.
Fucking
and
live.
Civil, how long were your EMPRs? I don't even remember anymore. I just set it to 90.
God, I have no idea. Mine?
I know
I did like 60-minute ones. You do 1 hour, man. 1 hour is the max.
I couldn't remember.
1 hour is too much
shit or anything. So I was just like, screw it. Let's do it.
You can get away with an hour and a half for the debate.
Yeah.
That's
we did an hour and a half last week. It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, but that was
like the inaugural session and stuff.
Oh, no. It was the inaugural session. Like, what the fuck can you talk about here? Like,
hey.
Party president elections? No one cares.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It gave me the time.
Oh, wait. Speaking of party president elections, this week in part... No.
Just kidding. No, just bringing them in.
This week in party president elections, boredom broke out in every party.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Actually, you know, AMP had a pretty good run of it this last week with party primaries. We had three people legitimately running for president.
My God. I didn't think I would think I would see the day.
See the day when what?
When three people wanted to be a party president.
Of AMP of all
parties.
It's
not even like you could
God.
Do anything.
No,
yeah.
They don't
so
do anything.
Zen Ryaku.
Wait. But isn't that actually the perfect reason to run for a party president now? You don't do anything.
What
it
is?
Just adds your resume. You don't
shit,
do anything.
You're right.
Like, does anyone care about resumes anymore? Like,
I mean, no. I would vote Middletopia for president, probably.
Middletopia running for president, August 2015. Everybody be prepared.
Sponsored
next
by
month. ENPR. He's going to take on Tyler.
Middletopia.
I'm still kind of confused about that.
I'm confused about you. Like.
Help me.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Can't all be old. I still remember
Jaden,
when they took away, like, one of the only legitimate powers of the party president. They came for us hard. They first took away our ability to spend gold on advertisements back when advertisements were a thing. Then they took away our ability to, pick people. Oh, we know. Then they gave us the ability to pick people for Congress. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they took that away, too.
Although it
Wait,
made,
really
it made
did?
Congressional elections,
that.
Though, were so much more interesting when everyone ran from a different state and all that stuff.
It was.
I missed the role-playing, the sniping. The greatest part of this game was always when you got to, like, wait around until 3 o'clock in the morning and just, like, hold your vote.
Your vote.
Oh, yeah.
You're like in the last
Absolutely.
30 seconds, you're like, Colorado, go.
Yo, you couldn't do it in the last 30 seconds. That was where you fucked up.
That
was bad strategy. You did it last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because this
sure,
team is not reliable enough.
Oh, that's right. ERAP isn't reliable enough.
It is not reliable enough to leave it to the last 10 seconds. Like, you'll lose your vote. Like, you'll fuck up. And it'll be infuriating, too, because you'll wait there, and you'll just be yelling at your computer for it to work.
And then your candidate loses by one.
Yep.
One vote, yep. Or worse, it's tied and the less XP candidate loses. Yeah, that shit
yeah.
That's the real
that's
elitism. Level elitism.
Level elitism.
Level
good
elitism.
Grand Pappy's original elitism.
What?
I thought that was segregation.
Who's the real elitism? Yeah, I missed something.
It was Grand Pappy's original elitism.
Old time. Original
Grandpappy.
Yeah.
Original
Grandpappy.
Elitism.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see what's really wrong with elitism. Controversial opinion, I know, but.
controversial opinion. Controversial opinions tonight on ENPR. We're here with Civil Anarchy. This is Aramek. The other guy is Derpa.
I have a horse.
He is
Derpa
actually a pony.
Is drunkenly commenting.
No, it's me.
That's Aramek. Aramek's the drunk.
Oh, Aramek's drunk.
Four
All
beers,
right,
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen. Four beers.
Come on, man. You got to mention the beers. If you're going to really be Israel Stevens, if you're going to channel the ghost of ENPR, you got to take shots. Like, that's just how
yeah.
it's going to go.
Oh, dude. All right. What shots should I take? Give me. I got, like, pretty
What are your
everything.
Options, man?
What do you got?
Like,
I got Campari. I got whiskey. I got Kahlua.
Whiskey.
I got
whiskey.
DiSerrano.
Whiskey. Yeah.
Whiskey.
What kind of whiskey is it? What's the brand?
It's Kirkland brand. This is not good.
Oh.
It's not good whiskey.
Do it. You
still bitch. Do it, yeah. I'm
right.
actually going to – I'll do it with you. I got my E&J brandy here. I'm going
nice.
To be real fancy.
Thanks.
Welcome to ENPR, where we are sponsored by Kirkland brand Kirkland whiskey.
Sponsored by
somebody is
alcohol.
Very angry about not shooting whiskey, and I would like that person to go suck a dick. And
yeah.
there you go.
Hold
Here
on.
We go.
I got
Guess
this.
What? If you're going to drink whiskey, you can do it however the well, whatever way you damn well please, because you're an American. And you have the freedom
yep.
to shoot whiskey, chug whiskey, light whiskey on fire, do whatever the fuck you want, because you bought it. America.
Oh, God.
That moment when I mess up a kick command.
I just took the shot.
Like,
wait, hold on. Fuck. Wait a minute. Wait. I was in the middle of my America.
All right, I'll take another shot. Oh, this is shit.
Another. God. All
right, take it
on. Oh, good boy. All right, ready? Go. All
right.
Oh, ENPR is brought to you by Kirkland Brand Kirkland Whiskey. Kirkland Brand Kirkland Whiskey. Holy shit, don't do it. Oh, God.
Kirkland
oh,
Brand
man.
Kirkland Whiskey. It burns so good.
Oh, it burns like Costco. It burns like the fat people who roam Costco. Jesus.
Oh,
I like that this is my contribution to coming back to ENPR. Spreading
yeah,
alcoholism.
Yeah.
I love it, too. Truly, this nation requires more alcoholism. I think we've had some sober decision-making
yeah.
as of right now. It's,
too much sober decision-making.
It's leading
making.
Us
gotta,
toward the boring path. Yeah.
You need to at least inject about three alcohols before you do any legislating.
Many alcohols. See,
and many
that's
alcohols.
What shocked me about this, right? We've had so many people be president, and many of them very much enjoyed alcohol, but we haven't had any, like, hilarious drunk decisions, right? Like, nobody's... Unless,
oh,
there was
true.
Like that one airstrike at one point, right? But like,
I mean, I thought
that seemed
thought,
like somebody fucking it up.
Isn't all of Glove's
yeah,
presidencies like drunken decisions?
Actually,
Israel
I think
Stevens?
Most of Glove's presidency was drunk decisions. Israel Stevens was at least buzzed the majority of his presidency. So,
and since she
Glove's presidency,
really
it like define drunk decisions because like Glove was drunk most of the time. He just wasn't there to make decisions. So like. I
oh,
guess
true. He
counts.
Was absent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Many
that's
alcohol.
A very good point.
Mm.
That's a very good point that's been brought up.
I have
known
very
the
many.
Opinion that John Killa was actually on snuff, the majority of his. Also, some of the Dragon Balls, but they're sort of similar. It's sort of the
yeah.
same thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
I think they're roughly
you just grind up pure
nature.
Dragon Ball for the best high in the universe. Just
oh my god! Yeah, that seems
that's
about right.
That's hardcore shit, man.
You
ain't
about what I understand from John Killa's French.
Yeah.
yeah. That's all I got out of ANPR. Actually, that's all I got out of ANPR.
ANPR
I mean,
is still around. Wait, the
ANPR.
Party radio shows survived longer than ENPR.
No, that was a recent revival as well. Although Fed Radio,
this is shenanigans.
That now,
pure
like,
shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sid, so John Kill and I are running ANPR now. It's pretty tight.
John Kill still plays the
and
game? Didn't he quit
he
the last
did.
Time I was
so,
around?
The thing you've got to understand is that Israel Stevens and John Kill sort of take turns as being the elder of ANPR. One of them will quit. like fade into obscurity, and then the other one will sort of come back and start doing shit, and then that one will fade, and then they take it in shifts. They take it in like 3 month shifts. You know, that's how it's been for the last couple.
Wow. I have to say, though, I prefer Israel Stevens just because he writes the hit pieces, and I need my hit pieces.
You're
like some hard hitting shit. Yeah.
You've got a sickness, and the only cure is more of whatever the fuck.
More Israel.
Yes.
Primarily gin. Primarily more gin if it's Israel Stevens, yeah.
I mean,
this is vital. What does DK stand for? Somebody said it in chat. Whose name is
what,
that?
What does
DK,
what?
Oh, DK.
Oh.
DK 3D Night does Fed Radio every Sunday.
Dark night. The Donkey Kong Night.
So Donkey Kong Night. DNTR is sponsored by Donkey Kong Night 3D. Go to your local theater see it.
Brought to you by
More Cowboy.
Satoru Iwata.
More Cowboy.
Dude, hold on. Can we talk? Can we take a moment away from E-Rep
take
and just
moment.
Talk about Satoru Iwata?
He was he was the greatest thing since sliced anything, really. He's the greatest.
I'm not sure if you guys know, he programmed the majority of Mother, like the early games of HAL Laboratory and stuff like that. He did like the programming from scratch.
You know, Pokemon Gold and Silver, like he compressed.
Yep.
He compressed that game so hard that the whole first region is filled up the whole cartridge. He compressed that shit so hard that they could fit the whole of like Pokemon Red and Blue in that shit. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
Can we take a moment of silence for Satoru Iwata, an incredible pioneer in our childhoods?
Provided we take a shot afterwards.
Absolutely. All right, I'll go pour one.
Shot, considering my lack of alcohol in my room.
All right, excellent. And a moment of silence for one of the pioneers of Nintendo and video games in general. And the shot.
It's an honor. Don't worry.
Brought to you by Kirkland Whiskey. The worst shit in sliced bread.
It's just awful. I don't know why I keep doing this. Sybil, why are you doing this to me? This is awful.
Because it's fucking
like
hilarious.
Half of it on the floor.
Trust me, the audience loves it. The audience agrees.
Okay,
they'll agree. Eli's not going to love it because Eli is straight edge, but everybody else is going to love it.
Yo, Eli,
shout out.
ENPR brought to you by Straight Edge Life.
Guys, we actually broke news. Raccoon Goon had no idea. Oh, I'm sorry. We had to be the conduit of such awful, awful news.
Oh, wait, did somebody not know about that?
Raccoon Goon had no idea.
Oh, no, Raccoon Goon, no.
Oh.
Don't worry, Raccoon Goon, you can drink with us.
Sponsored by Raccoon Goon's Fields.
God.
And his tears, like, good
and
God.
And his sweet, sweet coon tears.
That sounds really bad, actually.
It sounds really weird, man. I don't even know what, like.
Tell those
dude,
shots.
It's okay. It's okay. Just go with it. It's fine.
All right. Yeah. I'll follow.
Yeah.
I won't question it.
ENPR
I'm learning not to question
you by coon tears.
Oh yeah,
you guys.
That is real racist.
That is the point, yes.
Wait, what?
That is the joke, indeed.
I brought that up.
What is the ENPR and drinking game?
The ENPR drinking game, as created
by Eli
Woodsane. Yeah, basically. Every time they say ENPR is sponsored by.
No, we're going to die. Like...
This is
I'm
bad
already
idea.
Dead.
I'm dead
position.
Inside. I'm dead outside. You're talking to a husk, man.
Eli, like, he's already, like, done, and we haven't even been playing this game, right? Like, and see, it's also, like, an exponential issue, too, because, like, as Derpoof sees Aramek getting more drunk, he continually adds
I'm
more
not drunk.
Sponsorships.
Are you sure about that?
Oh yeah, it's a real strong problem. Oh
yeah.
Yo, Sybil, I actually had a question for you, like legitimate on topic eRepublic question.
Oh Jesus, I don't know if I'm prepared for that, but go ahead, shoot.
You're
going to
be okay. It's fine. Shh, it's okay. If you could relive any one month from the history of eRepublic's time, which month would you relive?
Oh, that's a ridiculously difficult question. So I guess it would be – God, so it's a tie between, like, the one time I was kind of president and –
Yeah, you were.
Kind of president, keyword.
Mm, kind of president.
Only kind of. No, it can't be that one. It's definitely going to be when we first beat AJ's PTO.
That was sexually rather.
That was back when it looked like that shit might work, right? Like, that was real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's like some shenanigans that pops up every once in a while. But back when it was the fucking Hungarians, man. And I don't know if I ever, really made this public knowledge at all, but I was one of the people that broke into AJ's party, and I had, a multiple account to do it. Yeah, how terrible, multiple accounts. And I was the one that fucked up his voting software, because the way that it worked was the Hungarians had made this, messaging software, right? And it was supposed to, send this fake message to everybody in a specific party, so it was like a messenger. And somebody had set aside code for individual parties, so I fucked up all of the codes because I had been there for, a month. And AJ just trusts people, right? Unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And, God, there was one other thing that I did, and I can't remember what it was. Something about voting. Now I remember. So... Back when, for anybody that doesn't remember, the way congressional elections used to work is that they set up, snipers beforehand. So
yep.
It was awesome. There were a bunch of states, and people would put votes in certain places, right? So I was, in the, inner circle. So AJ is never good at PTOing anything. So that means that he, set up his snipers ahead of time, like a couple hours ahead of time. So I had a list of where he was going to send all of his people before he sent them. And then I don't remember who I gave it to, but I gave it to, some combination of the USWP and Feds, and then he just got absolutely fucking destroyed.
Oh, shit.
Everywhere they had votes, they just, got changed.
I remember that election. Yeah, it was just a devastation. Yeah.
And I wasn't the only one either. There were two or three other people that were also doing things. It was just it was a perfect storm of four betrayals. It was beautiful. It was great. I would relive that. That was hilarious. I can dig that.
What about you, Derp?
As a favorite month? That I would want.
If you could relive one month, just go back.
It might be the second month of my Canadian presidency, just so that I could go back and steal the treasury from Canada. Because I basically bolted to the U.S. because I just didn't want anything to do with Canada anymore. Granted, they made me president after 2 months of playing the game, literally 2 months of playing the game. I rode the bandwagon of momentum against hated parties into office and performed very mediocrely, if that's a word. But, I was 2 months into the game. I basically, sorted out things, and, I was fuck it, because no one else wanted to be president anyways.
I am not surprised
maybe
at all that Canada pulled this shit.
The other thing maybe would be the one time that, I don't know, maybe the month where it was my turn to take AJ's party, and I just made it into this weird pony-themed party, and we almost got congressional seats for it because we had to. We had to force it into Congress to try and block him out. We lost by maybe 20 members. That was a fun month of just stupidity.
Word.
Yeah, man.
All right, what about you, Aramek? What? Turn it back on you. What is your perfect time?
Easily February 2011. That was the month where INCI, INCI was trying to take over the country, and in the February elections of that year, like, all of the top four parties came together to, like, move against INCI in this incredibly coordinated effort. And I wrote this incredibly long article, like, recounting the entire thing, but it was just, like, I stayed up days in advance. I stayed up afterwards. It was just everybody with the IRC working together, all the party partisanship that had been plaguing us for months, allowing INCI to build and, you know, all that shit, just dissipated. We were in IRC rooms. Mm-hmm. I was in INCI's room, like, spying on them and translating the Turkish that they were writing into Google Translate and then, like, reporting it back to the main Congress room, like, telling them where they were sending most of their snipers. It was, like, there have been better times. Like, I would like to relive World War III. That would have been pretty cool.
Ooh.
I would like to go back and see, like, the Empire of Pakistan. But the time that I had the greatest amount of pleasure was working that fucking congressional election in February of 2011. Yeah. And
you know
I
what?
Think we all sort of hit on it. It was, like, when we were most involved. You know, like, each of our times were that, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, we kind of go through, like, I guess – stages of phases of involvement, I guess, where you kind of you get really involved, then you pull back a little bit, and you get really involved, then you pull back,
mm-hmm.
like, you know.
Yep, it's,
you know,
that
was my
pull.
Issue.
It's like a tide.
Yeah,
my whole career, I just, like, I never fucking took a break, and then I just, like, I just, like, ditched.
Yeah, you did. You were just, like, ghosting at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, it's just like. Once I, because, like, the way politicians play the game is always, like, you get president and then you kind of leave. Or, like, you serve like one or two terms and then you peace out.
You fade out,
Yeah, and I remember, like, my time just ran up. Like, I went to college the month of my fake presidential election. Like, honestly, if I had to, like, run after my one, like my 10 days, I probably would have won. Like, I like to think I probably would have won.
I think you had the momentum then. Yeah, I think you could have done that.
I wouldn't have wanted to, like, do exactly what Glove did, right? Because, like, he just didn't fucking do it. Like, based on what I know about college,
democracy.
I was on the same shit. Yeah. Direct democracy, a.k.a., like, I'll hold a vote every 5 days, and I will only log on every 5 days.
ENPR.
And I'll be a chicken guy in charge of the country. No, shit, like, for real, Chicken's Guys was running the country. Like, that is the Glove legacy.
It really is.
He's the chief
of staff. For CG to run our country.
No, if anybody, like, really wants – so I know the presidential daily briefings are usually, like, just the most boring collections of information you can ever find. But
that's
if you ever want to find something just thoroughly entertaining, you want to go to Glove's last presidency. Because, like, four days in, Glove just ditches. And then Chicken Guy is the only one doing anything. He's, like, just screaming at the other people. Like, Neil Raps is popping in being like, hey, are we doing anything? And then everybody's just like, no. And then he's like... And
oh,
it's hilarious.
Oh, that's incredible.
And at the very end,
everyone should take a look through that. Everyone should.
Yeah. And at the very end, it's beautiful, right? Like, once the impeachment is, like, assured, like, there's no way in hell that they stay. Like, Chicken Guys does this, like, one-page speech about how they can never be silenced. It's beautiful.
I forgot about that.
He is a fucking character. Like, if we want to talk about, like, true characters that bring things to the game, fucking Chicken's Guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What an incredible guy.
I'm going to log in to my forum account, and
oh,
I want to see if I can do a dramatic reading of Chicken Guy's final.
I'm already here if you want it.
Dude, if you can link it to me, that would be perfect.
Wait, I'll listen to you. Just give me a second. Glove Civil Anarchy Presidential Library. Should be. Wait,
yeah.
What was the date? Was impeached? It was.
Oh God, it was halfway through the month.
Oh no, there.
So I think it's like
a reflection and speech by Dr. Walter Bishop, C.G.
Oh yeah,
this week's NPR is sponsored by impeachment and chicken guys.
Do you want me to read this right now or send it to you?
In your most dramatic, we can take turns doing it if you want, but
yeah,
in your
on,
most
me,
dramatic voice.
Yes, it's you. I'm going to push it into the NPR thing.
Do it.
Okay, here we go. Let me center myself.
Muster your courage.
Get it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's get into this.
Chief of Staff, A Reflection and Speech by Dr. Walter Bishop, CG. So the time has come. Maybe my greatest fear of all, death to the greatest administration to ever walk the land. What we did was nothing short of a miracle. Just think about it. One single party elected someone to be president. History in the modern era, I'd say. My sweet words serve on as a purpose of useful reflection. Today I sit in shock as these terrorists attempt to oust one of the most successful administrations in the history of time. It's not every day a president allows the players to submit proposals and thus vote on which areas they as a country want to attack. It was a new idea, and it brought hope and transparency to the land. We then grabbed America by the bootstraps and pulled us out of the dark and into the light. With hardly any MPPs, we penetrated Indo, spreading our glory to lands. Not only did we win, but we held down these inbred Indos and took these regions for our own. Our imperialist mentality have brought EUSA a great bounty in terms of Congress and economic freedom. That is really just one part of the story. Glove has done much more than just that. He stopped A. Gay from winning in the RLC and saved America from future PTO threats. In addition to that, he ended the Balkan conflicts, ended them, and focused on making new friends. In addition to that, he informed the public and had them guide us from the bottom up. These are just some of the things we accomplished. Glove will probably remain my best e-Republic friend from this day to my final days. It feels good to get to know someone who is as upstanding as Glove. He is a martyr in a sense, sacrificing everything he held dear, or maybe he's just disciplined. Glove is a great man and a better friend. So at the end of the day, I'd rather be his friend than play this silly game. Truth, honor, respect, freedom, hope, and liberty are just some of the characteristics about Glove's mentality. He cares so much for everyone that this might be his downfall. A sad truth for such an evil society. So, Glove, I wish you the best of luck. Just remember all the times we were living on a prayer. Thank you, Jim. It has been an honor. Looking back, I recall who helped us along the way. The answer to that is no one. Most of you decided not to pull your weight and even bother DMing Congress. I did that because I cared. Do I forgive you? No. You are all dirtbags. It wasn't always like that. And maybe I am being rough on some of you. I know some of you truly care, a minority indeed, but at least some hearts are filled to the rim. Here's some music for the following speech. Do you want to read the following speech or should I go with it?
Yeah, I'll read the following speech.
You got this?
I got this. Hold on.
The angles above. Dear Lord Angel, I write to you with a Jack's utter lack of enthusiasm. Our time is numbered. In fact, it's only a matter of hours till some of us die and go to heaven. I'm not saying I deserve to die. I probably do. In fact, some of my even contended heaven is not the right place for me after all. To them I say, fuck you. As if I still had the glory to do that. I'm an old man now. I've seen the sun rise and set for many of years. So I do not wish to accept my death, but rather the death may accept me. For I will live in the hearts and minds of many for all the time clicks away. I am reminded by the great time I spent with so many of you. Most memorable of all being Glove. Glove never wanted to be a dictator. He loved everyone black or white.
No, I can't. I can't. We're done.
I got this. I got this. Do you need the accent?
I don't know. Where did you live? Where did you live? I'll get it. I got it.
No. Okay. No, like, just post it in the chat. Like, this is fucking...
No,
we can't read this. We're
going to
run out of time.
We got five minutes.
Oh, yeah.
4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, we are about to run out of time.
We got four
minutes.
All right,
minutes.
No. Okay. He ends, he ends it with, God bless you.
I know he does. Oh, my God.
I find it very important.
Selections from this, like, doing the right thing just oozes patriotism.
He just, there's all these places where he just tosses in commas, like, completely unnecessary.
There are no sentences, it's just commas and capital letters.
So,
that's
a super important caveat here. So, like, When Aramek and Dirtproof are reading this, right, they're, like, correcting grammatical errors as they go. Like, they're way more next about this than I was. Like, they're adding punctuation where, like, Chicken's guy is just, like, there's nothing, right? Like,
it's none.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, it was correct on the fly. Oh, my God.
Do not despair. Time will pass and we will grow. We will learn. We will become stronger. And so long as men die in the name of something, freedom, honor, respect, and love, we will never die. But
okay.
We can never kill our unattainable goals.
Our knowledge has made men cynical. Greed has been absorbed by men. Like, what?
Oh, my God. All right. There have been...
What?
There have been a couple good role players in this game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's been a couple good ones. But there has been nobody truly as enthusiastically dedicated to the cause as Chicken's Guy has. Holy shit. ENPR, sponsored by Chicken's Guy's complete insane dedication to the role play. Fucking shout out to that meta.
Oh, my God. Absolutely crazy.
He took meta
down
meta had ever gone before.
The best quote out of this is just straight up, looking back, I recall who helped us. The answer is no one. Like, do I forgive
that?
No.
No one. No one helped us.
No. Nobody. Nobody came.
No one at all. All of you are dirtbags. Like,
I want to know. I really want to know what kind of speech Reagan would, like, RGR would even dream of putting up had he won an election, or, like, on his day out of election, or before he was impeached,
my God,
or something. The kind of shit he would put up.
He would, like, put up a combination of, like, a Stannis Baratheon quote plus... like, Ronald Reagan actual quote, plus, like, some conservative insanity that he cooked up on his own, plus, like, gratuitous thank yous to Serbia and Hungary. It would be incredible.
It was
a truly strange time.
It was. And just to let you know, we are under 50 seconds now, so get your final words, and I'm going to throw in our intro exit music, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got 40 seconds.
Shit.
Do
shout out to New Belgium Beer first.
ENPR brought to you by Shot.
Oh my God, voice echoing in the background.
Yeah, it's kind of a shout out to Civil Anarchy for coming here. Shout out to Tyler Bouvoir. Shout out to Dirtproof. Shout out to Chicken Skies. shout out to beer and Kirkland brand whiskey, Kirkland. Shout out to fucking all that
this
shit.
Has been ENTR. Fuck.